Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. What a beautiful day we had today down at the Jersey Shore. Summer has finally arrived, and we are all grateful for that, even though there's a few sprinkles here and there. As most of you know, I am doing a little bit different format now after 10 and a half years in radio. I decided instead of promoting just one person for an hour, I decided to just go back and, you know, have some of my wonderful guests from the past come on for 10 minutes and give me an update on what they're up to now. I actually, when I promote someone, I usually promote them for the rest of my radio career. If they go on tour, if they're doing something, I usually like to give them a shout out. Tonight, I'm going to give a special shout out to my good friend, Mike Marino, and he is one of the best. He's a Jersey guy, one of the best comedians that I know. I have seen him personally several times, and he is tonight at the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey. So, yay, hooray, I wish I could be there to see you tonight. Break a leg, and I'm sure you'll have your Uncle Vinny with you, or maybe not. Maybe you've changed your format, too. And any regards, best regards. Okay, so I've also changed my format as far as I used to promote my not-for-profits at the end of my show, but I started my show, Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style, to promote the best not-for-profits, some of the best not-for-profits in the state of New Jersey. And I've decided now I'm going to promote them first and then move on to the show. So, boy, talk about laid back. Yes, this is laid back. My landline is even on in case one of my guests that I invited to call in, I can call them and you'll hear me calling them. In any case, my not-for-profits are, and they are all friends of mine, and all but one who is a new person has been on my radio show. They are Mr. Steve Brigham of Tent City in Lakewood. And, of course, most of you know they bulldozed Tent City after many, many wonderful years of 100 people living in the woods there. But you can reach Minister Steve Brigham on Facebook and through his the Lakewood Outreach. The second one is Art Ackerman, City of Angels Recovery Radio. And gosh, I know them from way back when. They were these not-for-profits were in the way beginning of my radio career. Michael Schwartz, Hometown Heroes. Fulfill, which used to be called the Monmouth and Ocean County Food Bank. And I'm waiting on their new current director to come on my program and tell you about what's going on there. Paul A. Ressler, President and CEO of Tupac, the Overdose Prevention Agency Corporation. Tim McClune, founder of Holiday Express and Restaurant Tour. Tim had about, the last time I counted, was about 13 restaurants. I know it's been a difficult time for Tim, my good friend, who is a musician as well, plays piano on his beautiful, beautiful boardwalk restaurant in Asbury Park. In any case, get in touch with them. They can always use them. Holiday Express is just wonderful. They do go around and all the holidays, they sing everywhere. So all of these not-for-profits that I mentioned are always, always looking for you. So I don't know who's calling me, but I'm not going to answer. They're calling me off the phone. Too bad if they don't. Yeah, so Richard, well, if he doesn't call me, what can I say? I can't go off of my show to give him a call. But I'll call him from my cell in a minute. I did tell him where to, you know, I gave him the number, but anyway, it's the way it goes. It's no problem. Like I said, very laid back, and this is live, a live broadcast, so just things happen. Okay, so after Tim McClune, I have Philip Richards. Actually, he was just calling me, but he's calling a little too soon anyway, so I'll give him a call back on my landline in a little bit. And he is the director of the Jersey Shore Rescue Mission on Memorial Drive in Asbury Park, New Jersey. They also have one of the most fabulous, huge thrift shops. I have They've really helped me to declutter and do good work at the same time by donating to them. Rami's Heart, oh, what a girl. We became friends, Rima and I became friends, when her brother, he was only 40 years old. She only had one younger brother, and he passed away from COVID, and we have that in common, as my brother Billy passed away, not this January, but the year before, January 24th, from complications of COVID. So Rami's Heart is just a wonderful, wonderful not-for-profit organization for people who have lost relatives and friends from this terrible virus. And they also have a great installation right now, and it's at Alaire State Park. I'm a little raspy tonight, so allergy season, hello. I guess I took my allergy tablet too late today. Okay, I do have a few sponsors, and I'm going to get with that right away. Donor Ronald Chickley, I never pronounce his name. Oh, my God, it's my girlfriend, Shelley's brother-in-law, Ronald Chicklin, and he's a dentist on Sunset Avenue in Ocean, New Jersey. He's got two beautiful offices, and he is my current current doctor and really good to me, my current dentist. And we do a little bartering. That's I decided after all these years I wanted to do a little bartering. Dr. David Marin, chiropractor of the Marin Wellness Center. He used to be in Shrewsbury, but now he's on Ocean, New Jersey, and he's really a wonderful, wonderful guy. Oh, Mr. Richards is calling me again. I'm going to have to call him in a minute. Anyway, they do everything there. They do physical therapy. Dr. Marin is a chiropractor. Their physical therapist is wonderful. I've been to them several times. So call them up. If you have any problems, aches and pains, things that are out of joint, they will put you back right back together. Okay. I only have two more, and we'll be really quick about this because I do have to call. I'm going to call Philip Richards back. Oh, maybe I'm not. I thought I wrote his number down, and I don't have it written down. But I told him to look on my Nancy Ryan page that it is I can't put my show on hold. I can't risk dropping my show. So I just really apologize for that. In any case, Richard, if you're listening to my show, the call-in number is 1-515-602-9643, okay? So please look at my promo and find this number and call back. I do have two guests coming on before you, so you wouldn't be calling in for another probably 20 minutes. All right. My bad. I don't have his number. I actually thought he wasn't sure if he was coming on the show, and I did not write his number down as a definite. But that's all right. He can come on in July. No sweat. All right. So, okay, one more. Here we go. Oh, Dr. George Peck. It's the Peck Center in West Orange. Unfortunately, I haven't had a facelift. I have good genes, but he's a plastic surgeon, and they have their own surgery center right there in West Orange. And his brother is also a surgeon, and his father was maybe even the founder, creator of rhinoplasty surgery. So I do have a little nose problem, so I go and see him every now and then. Tina Beecher is a psychic and a medium. She's the first psychic and medium I have ever met that believes in angels and things that I believe in. So she's kind of become a spiritual advisor for me, and she's just wonderful. You can find her on Facebook and YouTube. So that's it for my, I did my shout-out for Mike Marino. I did my not-for-profits. I told you my four sponsors, which is really awesome. And luckily, I can say I haven't had to use them, so I'm happy about that. So I'm going to wait. Let's see. I should be getting a call in any minute now for my first guest. And if I don't hear from him, I'm going to give him a call. And as I'm talking to you, I'm realizing one of my, excuse me, one of my issues is I should really have on my list of not-for-profits, I should have their cell phone numbers right there, because then I wouldn't have had this little challenge of not having telephone number. So, Paul, if you're listening again, like I said, go to my Facebook page, and in the promo, you will find the guest studio line. Just call that number, and I will cue you in to the studio, and if it's not your time, I'll let you know when to call back. Okay. It looks like I'm going to call my good friend because I am finished with my promo. Actually, I finished a little early. Maybe I'll just talk for two more minutes. This is a very challenging thing to do, a brand new format. Like when you do a show for 10 and a half years, it's like you pretty much have it like on the back of your hand. You do the promo, and that's very involved. Hold on. I just kind of got up and closed my door a little bit. I have a little feral, and she's going to be, I don't want her coming in and meowing in between my radio show, even though I love TikTok. I'll give them a shout-out. TikTok has the funniest, the cutest cat, if you love animals, cat and dog. You know, they actually have them talking like people, which I think is, like, pretty hysterical. But they're pretty adorable videos. All right. I'm going to give Doc G a shout-out, too, with Hamilton Radio while I'm waiting for his guest to call in. Clarence, you know what? I can't believe that Clarence is calling my cell phone, too. There's no way. I texted him. Oh, my gosh. Well, I texted his phone number to my studio. Oh, geez. Oh, this is hysterical. I don't know how long I'll do this show or this format. It's so challenging for me. I'm just used to a smooth ride. You know what I mean, guys, in New Jersey? A smooth ride. Yeah, I'm used to a smooth ride. Anyway, I do have Nick's number here. Here we go. I'm going to call Nick right now. Nick Clemens. Clarence Clemens III. Yeah, here we go. Let me call him. Okay, here we go. This is, like, really funny. Okay, six. Please answer the phone, Nick. I better take it off speaker. Hello? Okay, let's try this again. It's not working. My cell phone. I mean, my landline isn't working. That's just pretty unbelievable. I wonder why that is. Oh, I know why it is. Oh, goodness gracious. I hope you can all hear me. Hold on a second. Oh, boy. This is like, oh, here I go. I left my phone. Here I go. Hold on, folks. I'm yelling and screaming on my show. This is like really not funny. This is not funny anymore. Hold on a minute. Oh, my gosh. Hold on. I got to tell you what I did. I used to be able to turn my landline off from my wall. The Comcast got, oh, I better not tell on him. He came over and I said, I don't want my phone on the time, so how can I do it? I'll hook it up to your, oh, my God, it's still not working. What is going on? What in the world is going on? I really, really am perplexed. Oh, gosh. People, don't give up on me. Don't give up on me, please. Oh, gosh. Don't give up on me. Hold on. Oh, geez, this is really bad. Let's see. Somebody's calling in. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Is this
in the
Nick?
Comments? Yes,
Nick?
It is.
Hi, Nick. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna turn the volume down a little bit on my phone because it's very loud and I'm having a little feedback.
I need to hear my deep cooling voice, so I'm gonna scare anybody away. How are you, lovely? How are you today?
Oh my gosh, Nick, it's been a disaster. It's like this is only my second show doing the new format. So when I started calling myself, it's only my second, like it's a new format. It used to just be one person for an hour, and now it's just I have, you know, you calling in and great friends calling in and who have been on my show before. You were one of my first guests. And what happened is I have my landline, so I tried to call. I'm calling you from my landline to tell you to call this number, and I realized, wait a minute, you unplugged your landline. It's not even plugged in. So, oh, my God, I'm apologizing. Anyway, let's cut to the chase because it's been a really crazy show so far. So, Nick, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I just I missed the last time, and I apologize for that. It's a very busy time for us right now.
Don't worry about it.
Can't complain. It's good to be busy. But I just had a recent injury, so I had some time off the last couple of weeks, so I'm on the mend. Things are going great.
Well, I see you've been a pretty busy guy. I saw you playing in a lot of different places, but unless it's outdoors, I'm still trying to be careful because of my age, and I am compromised for COVID, even though a lot of people aren't, you know, paying attention to that. I still have to pay attention to it, but if you play outside and it's within a reasonable distance for me, I will definitely come and see you, and I would really enjoy that. Because I have been following you, and I've seen you from the very beginning by yourself on the stage in Asbury Park with your guitar alone to having this big, wonderful band and doing all kinds of great things. So I know there's other things going on in your life. I saw that you you promoted the Big Man's Brew again. So if you want to talk about that for a little bit, that would be good.
We're trying to do a lot of good things for our community. I think we have we're on course to do some good things as far as planning the future. I think Big Man's Brew has got off to a good start, but there's a lot more work to be done. We're starting some other fantasies for some other ventures internationally with Big Man's Brew International. And again, this is a beer that we're looking to let the fans and community celebrate and be part of, and I think we have a great product.
Is it an IPA? I'm not a drinker, so I don't really know that much about it.
Well, this first venture is one that we just started with Brooklyn Lager, there was a lot of incarnations of it. We started out with what we're doing, a local brewery in Toms River. Then we went to Wet Ticket, local brewery at Arroway. Then we flirted with a couple other big brewers until we settled with the one we had now. It's a great product, and we're looking to do other, reaching out to do other to expand domestically. And we've already planted our seeds up in New York. So
good things are
happening for Big Man's Brew.
Good. Well,
and
there is
even just at MetLife, so you can get the beer at MetLife also now.
Awesome! Well, I do know that you have the not for profit, and it is the Boys Club, right?
Well, we are planning a charity called the Big Man Fund, a mentoring program, and we're looking to actually, the end result is to actually help fund any existing projects and support any Asbury Park School of Performing Arts in any way, shape, or form. That's great. We envision.
We need
all
that.
Our businesses are trying to help the community in any way, not just making money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about, somehow to recycle and help bring jobs to their area. I think that's an important part if you can do it. And we're here to
show. Right. Yeah, well, I wanted to say, too, that the free event that you did, right at the end of December, just before 22, you did that virtual show that lasted, I couldn't believe it, 9 hours. And, you know, I watched almost all of it. It was really awesome, and I loved about it the most is you had so many artists from different areas. It wasn't your just the usual, and not that I'm, you know, don't think the usuals are awesome in Asbury, but you had people from New York, from Philly, and some of them connected with me after the show because you had, you know, I promoted it, and then you were gracious enough and invited me to be on the show, and not only that, but your assistant, Kim, did a wonderful pick montage for my song, Something Was Wrong. And I'm just still, believe it or not, it's been like a year, and I still haven't promoted it. But I'm getting ready to promote that worldwide in Europe and the UK and in Japan and in China, everywhere, because it has to do with, you know, it has to do with COVID, which I call pandemics emerge, Black Lives Matter, which I say racism and hate makes the world a scary place, and then it's about global warming. But the thing about the song is I did it with a 24-year-old at the time, Kyle Ward. We'll give him a shout-out. He's an awesome Berkeley grad. And it really, I was like a country rockabilly singer. And when I got with Kyle, he's so young, it put a whole new dimension to the music. And it's more rock. It's more rock, country, really rocky. It's more rock, but it's very positive and upbeat. And the ending verse is the sun will shine again, which it will. And I, you know, I think. And then I did another song after that in June, but it's not about me; it's about you. So you, thank you for that. I can't thank you enough for that. Google, of course, takes it down every 3 months. I saved it on a flash drive, but and Kim, I drive her crazy. I call her and go, they took it down again. It's on my wall, but I can't get it back because when I do promote it, I want to use it because it's got you and me. I met you, oh, my God, at least 12 years ago at Asbury Blues. So, and it's a wonderful, wonderful depiction of your dad, all the photos of your wonderful father who I adored and everyone the world adored, and all the Clemens men. You know, I've only met all but one of your brothers. I've met everybody except one. So you're all great guys. I always say that. So, is there anything else you want to, you know, promote? Or do you have
If you want to hit us up, then email us at bigmanswest@gmail.com or one of our sites on Twitter. We have a lot of investment opportunities for people to look into, and this is we're looking to be here for the long term. My father had a lot of soul, a lot of style, a lot of grace, and we're trying to emulate that with a lot of the projects that we're working on. I think he'd be proud of what we're doing, and again, this is a family business, and I'm actually hoping for a lot of good things to happen for us this year, and it's good that. Yeah, it's good to actually, you know, to see progress and things about this year, you know. So,
well, I want to congratulate you too on what you've accomplished thus far, because, you know, I know all too well how difficult the music business can be, even when you have an iconic father like you do. It's a rough road for anyone. You don't my father's this person, and so I'm going to. You know, it's funny, my brother Billy once said to me, God bless him and rest his soul. He said he was, you know, when he was a featured artist at both soaps, Sounds of Asbury Park, he said to me once out of the blue, he goes, well, don't think you're going to come in on the end of my coattails. You won't get very far. He was a pretty humble guy, you know. And I said, well, Billy, I don't intend to really, but I'm going to do my own thing, and you would never let me sing anyway. I was used to go. This is a great story for you. I'm waiting for Ken to call in. I don't know. Ken, if you're out there calling.
Well, I'm sure she's calling in.
Listen. Okay. When your dad opened Big Man West in Red Bank, I was there. Because, of course, I'd been following my brother since I was 12 years old when he started playing guitar. So I was there at the grand opening, and I had met your dad way before that. I met your dad before they even did the river tour because Billy was asked to be the lead guitarist, and he said, no, I'm having another baby, and I have a business. And he chose his family over touring, and that's the way it went. But I don't want to get into his whole career. Most people know what it is. He was an awesome player. And but so I went that night, and it was pouring down rain. It was New Year's Eve in 1987, I believe. And I used to go to the rehearsals though, and I'd bring my guitar because I always talk to your dad. I met your dad in my brother's kitchen, off of Tinton. He lived in off of Newman Springs Road in Shrewsbury. And I'll never forget the night I met your father. I walked in. You would have to drive in the driveway and go in the back door. And the back door went directly into the kitchen. And that's where everybody, you know, hangs out in the kitchen, if you have a table especially. And your dad was sitting down. My brother Billy was there. Michelle was there, his wife. My brother Bobby was there. God bless him, too. He's not here with us anymore. Richard Bamberger was there. And then I arrived, and I was introduced to your dad, and I think my brother said, oh, this is my sister Nancy. And he stood up. At first he looks at me, and our eyes connected, and there was an instant connection. I always love this, telling the story. And he was so loving, such a great guy, and he had known my brother.
Yes, he was.
A long time. But he stands up. He gives me a hug, a big hug, none like you can get from such a big man. And he said, it's so nice to meet you, Nancy. So we sat down. We all sat down. We had all these boxes of pictures and stuff, and we sat around singing songs, telling jokes, well, smoking cigarettes and drinking for hours.
Uh-huh.
And that was my first encounter with your dad. But then when I went to the grand opening, there was a break, and that's when I met Bruce Springsteen at the break. And I'm not going to tell that story tonight. That will be in my book. But and then when I saw you standing outside, and I wanted you to talk more, but you really did a great job, Nick. Thank you. You told everybody, and I will also, when I do the promotion of the show, I'll add all your contact information again so that everybody knows where they can find you. And so no worries about that.
We'll be at the Blue Grotto on July 2nd. Everyone's coming out.
Oh, awesome.
And
July 2nd.
Oh,
that's
outdoors. So
that's an outside
show.
Oh, I'll be there. I'll come to that.
Definitely
a great
come on
place. I love the Blue Grotto. That's at the racetrack, everybody, right behind the racetrack. That's a wonderful place. I've only gone to really one concert there, but it was really good, really nice. It's a nice venue, and it's a big outdoor,
yes, it is.
And it's a really pretty
great people,
spot.
Great people, great staff.
Cool. And they have a restaurant. They have a restaurant if anybody wants to go and eat in the restaurant, and beautiful, nice restrooms.
They also have Big Man's Brew there. They also have the Big Man's Brew there. So
awesome.
You can watch the band, awesome. Big Man's Brew. We have T-shirts available for the show going out.
Good.
And, we have good stuff.
Good. And you still have the management company, right? Are you still kind of trying to promote young artists, or is that kind of...
Yes, we do.
You just
again, I've had the privilege to work with Gino from Morale and Kim Dillon. I think Kim's still on next. But Kim has been instrumental in helping us bridge that gap honoring my father, but also using it as a way that people to know how to run the business and how to represent the clients and how to help bands develop and how to help young artists develop. We try to make sure
right.
we create a good line of communication with people and tell them how hard it is they have to work. You know, it's not all about American Idol and all the fabrication of the music industry. It's about hard working, making sure that you are committed to what you want, and we try to help people reach those dreams. So it's a great relationship and to be part of it.
Right. Well, I was waiting for Kim. I think, she was going to call in, I think, at 5 40. I can't even keep track of this, really, because let me see my phone.
I've got a rehearsal I can get to.
Oh, it's 6 o'clock. It's 6 o'clock. Yeah, I haven't heard from Kim yet. But I do have her number that I can try to call her from my regular phone. And I'm bummed. One of my non-profits, I don't have his number. Maybe you can help me. Well, I don't know how you could do it, though. I'm looking for Phil Richards. He's the director of the rescue mission in Asbury Park. It's called the Jersey Shore Rescue Mission. Oh, you wouldn't have his number, though. It's his cell phone number. Anyway, I made a big boo-boo because I didn't think he was calling in this month, and I don't have his telephone number to call him. He tried to call me, but he did call me like you did on my cell phone, and I can't go off my show, you know, because I think I lost you, actually, or maybe not. I don't know. I have electricity. My phone is doing weird things. It looks like you may have dropped. But so are you there, Nick, still, or did our phone drop? Yeah, it looks like. Okay, so it looks like you're off the show. So thank you, Nick, very much. Thank you very much, Nick, for coming on the show. It is what it is, and now I really have to figure out, like, how to do this show, because it's so challenging. It's so much more challenging than my other show. So I'm going to try. It looks like I'm still am I still recording? Yeah, I'm still recording. I'm still online. I'm going to try to call Kim Dillion, who was fabulous and did that pic montage for me. Yeah, and she's been working with Nick for years now. Let me see if I can call her up and have her call me. I know she's a few jobs, and she's also a musician and has a full band, so I'm not sure, like, if she's available or not. But we'll find out in 2 minutes when I give her a call. So you can even hear her. So, I mean, you can hear me. Hello? Oh, it's ringing. It's ringing, and hopefully she'll answer the phone, and then I can give her this number, and she can call back, call in. Or 201-62, okay, has dropped. Okay, so Nick did a good job. He did such a good job. It's hard, though, with the audio.
Forward to an automatic voice message.
All right, well, I'm going to just give Kim a little message, and then if she calls in, she does, and if not, that's okay.
02 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording,
yeah, this is interesting.
Or press 1 for more options.
There's no. Yeah, hi, Kim. It's Nancy. I'm calling from the radio show. Anyway, I texted you earlier the call-in number, and I finished with Nick, and it was a really wonderful interview. Not an interview, just a show. It's idle chat. But, oh, I had so many goof-ups. So call in 1-515-602-9643. Okay? And then I have your number down, so I'll know it when you're calling in. Thanks, Kim. And if you don't call in this month, you can call in next month. I'm only doing one show a month. Okay, bye-bye, hon. All right, well, anyway, Kim Adillion is also, she's like an assistant to Nick, and she's also a wonderful musician. I've listened to her music. I love it. She plays around locally and has a full band. And I hope to be able to see her soon. But everybody that didn't hear it real clearly, Nick and I had a so-so connection. Usually I like a better connection, but it wasn't his fault or my fault. It's just the way it goes sometimes. And I'm really hoarse tonight. I apologize for that. But it's allergy season, and I have allergies. So in any case, I was going to say Nick is going to be in his band. The Nick Clemons Band will be at the Grotto July 2nd. So that's an awesome venue, an awesome outdoor venue. So I encourage everybody to show up for that. All right. Well, moving right along, I'm going to make a few phone calls. It's almost like maybe I should just do that. Not say the people call me. Just say, I'm going to call you. And if you're available, then you can call back and do the show. And if you're not, so be it. I'll think of something else to talk about. It is idle chat, after all. And I'm never like, well, I did kind of get at a loss for words when I tried to call somebody from my landline. And I go and I'm like, what's wrong with my phone? It's not doing anything. And I go and I look and I go, oh, my cordless phone. Oh, it's unplugged. It's not plugged in. I unplug it because I don't want calls. Like when I'm trying to sleep, I'm up all night. I'm a night owl. So I don't want people calling me in the morning going, would you like, you forgot to call us for a warranty on your car. Hello, my car is going to be 21 years old. It drives fabulous. I love it. No car payments. And I don't have a warranty on my car. Then they call me for student loans. Oh, no, I don't think I have any student loans. Anyway, let me see who I'm going to call next and see. Kim, I called Kim. Now I'm going to call Fulvio. Oh, my God. Fulvio's the Siri. Let's see Fulvio there. Oh, my gosh. This is almost too funny for me. I can hardly see, folks. You know, I'm getting up there in age now. I really need to put my glasses on. Hold on. Oh, my gosh. Let's see. You know, told me a while back, you know, Nancy, you really do need cataract surgery. I go, don't tell me that. I've been wearing glasses since I'm in first grade. I'm not up for that. I don't like that. That's scary for me. She goes, but you really need it, Nancy. And everybody that's had it, they say, oh, it's awesome. You'll have like 20/20 vision. Why don't you do it? Anyway, let's see if Fulvio answers the phone. Then I'll give him the, oh, gosh. I can imagine how many people can. Hi, Fulvio. It's Nancy. Do you have any free time to call into the show tonight?
Oh, crap.
Crap. You're on speakerphone.
Because I didn't hear from you. I said it depended on what time. I'm just jumping in the shower. I'm going to meet my business partner.
Oh, well, that's okay. You can come on next month. It's no problem. It's really difficult to organize this because, first, it's really difficult to give you an exact time because I never know who's going to call in and who isn't going to call in. It's only my second show like this, Idle Chat Time. It's very difficult to coordinate. So, you know, sorry, I couldn't give you a definite time. And I had you down, though, as calling in maybe. So don't worry about it. We'll get you next month. That's all. No problem.
We'll keep trying.
Yeah, we'll keep trying. We'll keep trying. You have a very wonderful evening, and I will give you a shout-out. Are you still doing the continuation? I'll tell them about that you did. You just interviewed Southside Johnny. And this is live now. You're on live broadcast anyway. So you are on the show, by the way, because I'm on my landline and my cell phone, which goes into my studio. So you interviewed Southside Johnny, and it was a great interview. And, of course, everybody's excited about he always does the ponies, so that's coming right up. And you did the history of music in the state of New Jersey. And is that completed, or is this a continuation of that video?
It's a continuation. So we're not done. We're busy editing and licensing the music for it. It was taking a very, very long time because I interviewed so many people.
I know you did.
Yeah, and it's not just people from Asbury Park. We have a jazz segment and bands in the 50s and 60s. We've got heavy metal. It's really it's coming along so great.
That's awesome.
It's just a matter of how long it takes to the editors, but we're hoping maybe by October it might be ready.
Right. Well, you never want to rush anything, right? You want it to be perfect. And yeah, and I loved it that I was involved and that Kyle was involved, Kyle Ward, and then that his mom, who's with the Twin, Lynn, who's with the Twin Rivers, the editor of Twin Rivers newspaper, was on, and she's very involved in the music business. And I think I've sent you several people. So I'm really looking forward to seeing it. I love documentaries, especially when they have to do with music. And I know from meeting you and what you did over at Kyle's studio, it's going to be a really awesome even though I wasn't happy with my live performance, but it was that's me. I'm just that way. But a perfectionist, and people just aren't perfect. You know, nobody's perfect till you pass on to the next world. Anyway, Fulvio, you were on the show tonight. So, because this is great, actually, I have you from my landline. I'm holding it up to my iPhone. It's going directly into the studio, and my studio does edit all of the audio. So you were on the show, but I don't want to hold you up from your business meeting. Thank you for, you know, chatting with us for a few minutes, and I'll talk to you again. Have a great night, Fulvio.
Okay.
You take care, and I'll add your information where they can find you, you know, when I do the interview, because you were on the show, even though it wasn't for all of the big 10 minutes. Okay, bye-bye. You take care. God bless. Bye. Well, that was Fulvio. He was on the show anyway. Well, that's a good way. Let me check my volume on my phone. I'm going to call. It looks like, you know, everybody's like, it's summer. It's summertime. Like, you know, everybody's out and about. We've had a miserable winter. And we had such a late, late summer. Everybody was going, when is it going to be summer on the Jersey Shore? When? It was really bad. It was like every other day we were having monsoons. It was really incredible, incredibly bad. And I hope that nobody got discouraged at the beginning of my show and logged off. But, you know, give me a break. Go back on and listen. These things happen. You know, I feel really bad once I saw it before I make another phone call. I was watching TV, and it was a really big show, a big show. And there was a great singer on. I heard all of, like, one sentence of her song, one you know, lyric, like, what's the word? A cadence. I don't know what they call the first few, you know, the eight bars of a song. And I thought, oh, this chick is really pretty. She also has a great voice, and I was looking forward to hearing the rest of her song. It was an original song. And all of a sudden, the screen went black. There was nothing. And I thought, oh, my God. You know, that's what happens sometimes. You know, nothing's written in stone. And, you know, even though technology's come a long way, even, you know, big TV shows, I'm not going to mention any names, any shows, but I was like, yikes. Oh, I wouldn't have wanted to be her. I felt so bad for her. I'm sure they eventually rescheduled her and they had her back on again. Maybe they even were able to edit it afterwards and include it. But no, I don't think so, because those shows are done once. And then maybe years later, they're put up again. But I felt really bad for her. And for me, because I didn't get to hear her or catch her name even. All right. Okay, here we go. So nobody's calling in, and I am on live. I only have 17 minutes left in my show, and I usually sometimes, well, I don't usually, I always go over time, and then they never cut me off anyway, which is nice, more than I can say for some of my friends. No, nobody, well, only one person I know did that, but they're not my friends anymore. Anyway, oh boy, I don't know, it's good I have a sense of humor, because it was like a train wreck, the beginning of my show. Well, not the very beginning. The very beginning was excellent because I changed it. The format is I used to promote my not-for-profits at the end of my shows. Now I promote them in the beginning. So I got to promote them first, and then I got to talk about them. The very few. I have four people, wonderful people, that I do like a barter with. So, and I got to talk, you know, I got to mention them, promote them. So let's see. Who am I going to call? I feel so bad. Phil Richards, who's with the New Jersey Rescue Mission, he called my cell phone twice. And I know I told him that he could find, just go to my Facebook page and you'll see the guest call-in number. But obviously, he might not even, I thought that they were on Facebook. I don't really know. You know, a lot of people aren't on Facebook that I think are. I think everybody's on Facebook, but a lot of people, you know, maybe he's not. But I was really looking forward to him coming on. But, you know, next time. There's always next month. That's what I say. There's always next month. So Clarence has been on. Kim, I left her a message. We talked to Fulvio, which was awesome. Kay Harris of the Asbury Galleria, she was going to be very busy tonight, but said if she could call in, she would. And I think I told her to call in at 6:20, so she might still call in. You know who I'm going to call? I'm going to call my good friend and my partner, who I recorded two songs with, Something Was Wrong, and then the Martyr song, which is kind of like an Annie Lennox type song. And I really haven't promoted it that much. So most people can't even hear it yet. And I really released it like last, it's June now, a year ago. So that shows you how speedy I am. I used to be really speedy, but these days, no. I'm kind of like, I don't know, I do my radio show. I'd rather promote everybody else in the world but myself. I'm not sure why. So, but I am definitely doing that. It's really that I have to, you can listen to it. You can listen to both of those songs. You can go to Kyle's website. You can go to Spotify, Pandora, YouTube. It's on 40 different music platforms, the song Something Was Wrong. You can hear it. What you can't do is see the pic montage of that Clarence Clemens III, his assistant Kim Dillion, did for me, which is awesome. And it actually has me. I mean, it has pictures of Clarence, who was a friend of mine, lifelong friend of mine, and then it has pictures of the E Street Band, and then it will pop up my album, my rockabilly album that I never even promoted, and that was done 11 years ago. Oh, my God. So you can hear that for free, and the thing is, I want to put downloads on that now because I'm, you know, retired for a long time. I might like to take a vacation now and then, and with the price of gas, hello. Anyway, there's only 13 minutes left in my show, and I am going to call. Well, it's still not. Yeah, I'm going to see. What do I have here? Yeah, I'm going to try Kyle. I keep taking my glasses off. Oh, here they are. I keep taking my glasses off, and then I can't see the telephone numbers. I never knew I was going to have. There are people that do shows where they just call people, but I've never done that before. This was a first. This is the very first, having Fulvio Ciceri, like, talk from my landline into my iPhone, into my studio. That was pretty funny, actually. I hope that it came through. When I listen to the show, I'll know if it worked or not. I think it will work. So I'm going to try now Kyle, my friend Kyle. Kyle Ward. And the volume's all the way up. Let's see if Kyle answers. He probably won't. He's one of the busiest guys in show business that I know. In the music, he's a musician, and he's got a recording studio, and he writes a lot of music for movies, and he's co-producer, actually, of both of the songs, the recent songs that I did, the singles. So if I can catch him on a night like Thursday night, probably not. He's probably already playing somewhere. So I'll get his voicemail. And then I'll tell him I tried to call him, and that will be the end of that.
Your call has been forwarded.
Yeah, it's been forwarded. So actually,
please record your message.
I'm going to just tell him, hey, Kyle, it's Nancy. If you get a chance in the next 5 minutes, if you get my message, just call back 1-515-602-9643, and we can chat for a few minutes on my live talk radio show. I told everybody, you're probably out playing somewhere. You're one of the busiest musicians that I know. Anyway, I hope to talk to you soon, and I hope to get back into that studio because I want to record another song. All right, Kyle, have a great night. Bye-bye. All right, well, he's unavailable too. So I'm going to try Kyle. I'm going to try Kay Harris, rather, and see if Kay can talk to us for 2 minutes. Because then I'm going to end my show and on time for a change. This is definitely too much multitasking for a senior citizen. I don't like calling myself a senior citizen, but hello, I am. I have relatives, nieces and nephews, they're in their 50s, and they go, Aunt Nancy, you look so great. Hi, Kay.
Yeah, did you get my message?
No, I didn't. You're live on my radio show, though. Did you say you were unavailable?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that's okay. Next month. I'll call you back next month. You have a great night. I'll tell people to come see you on the boardwalk.
Okay.
Bye-bye, honey.
I didn't leave you a message.
Yeah, I didn't get it because I've been doing my show now. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. That was Kay Harris, one of my close friends. And Kay Harris owns the Asbury Galleria in Asbury Park. She was in Convention Hall for many, many years. This is great for them, actually, because they don't have to be on the show and they still get the promotion. But I don't mind because they're my friends and I really love them dearly. And I know the feeling's mutual. So Kay actually and Steve Herman promoted me to be able, and Madison Marquette promoted me to be able to sing in Convention Hall. So, yeah, it all comes around to being about me again, doesn't it? But that's the way the music business is, I suppose. Or that's the way it goes when you don't have a guest on. You have to talk about something. So I actually was on, I sang in Convention Hall for 2 years in a row before Superstorm Sandy. The first Saturday of every, absolutely awesome. I got to, the acoustics were great. I didn't have to have an amplifier. I had my electric acoustic guitar, and I could walk around. I could sing to everybody, and I was a troubadour anyway. That's what I did. My whole life since I'm 17, I would sing in the streets, sing at the boardwalk, sing on the beach, sit on the rocks and sing. I was a rock lobster like the B-52s. So everybody kind of knew me as a singer-songwriter from when I was 17 on. I sang in most of the clubs, the piano bars, and a lot of the dinner clubs. It was really, really awesome when I have those memories. I haven't thought about it in a while, so I'll give a shout-out to my friend Steve Lusardi. Steve, you got to come on my show. My best friend Diane unfortunately passed away last year, and I'm sure Steve is still grieving. They were together forever. I've known Steve since I'm 18 years old as well, and he's a great B3 organ. So, you know, I like to give all these people shout-outs. You know, I really wish that I could get in touch with my friend, Philip Richards, but I just do not have his phone number. And I am kind of upset with myself that I don't. But, you know, when I did my show for years, when I was with Hamilton Radio, I did a lot of promotion. And when I went, after 2.5 years and went on my own, and even my promotion kind of escalated after 2.5 years in radio, excuse me, and I didn't even really have to search down people because they were thrilled they could just call in to my studio and they didn't have to travel to be on my show. I had a lot of folks like Willie Nile, who is such a fabulous, you know, has the Willie Nile band. But he lives in Upper State New York, and he goes, Nancy, you know, I'll be on your show now. Like, I got all these emails. I even heard from Gary Talent, believe it or not. And Gary, I keep telling you, you can come on any time now. But he called me, he emailed me and said, oh, can you do a show? And I go, when, Gary? And he goes, tonight? I go, oh, my God. One of my biggest faux pas or mistakes in radio was, I said, but, Gary, I can't even promote you. And I like to do a big promotion. And then, you know, a week later, 7 days later, I do my show and I do an event. I create an event page. I should have just said, yes, call me at 5:30 and we'll go for it. And it was before he was going on tour. So with his own band. Anyway, so that's it. I think he's going to be involved. Well, yeah, because he's doing an album with a good friend of mine, John Shaw III. So the album should come out the end of summer. So I have a lot of exciting people to come on, but I just don't know how to – I just am not sure how I'm going to coordinate the people coming on. Because, again, tonight I had people that were going to come on, and then for whatever reason, you know, didn't call in. Or my friend Mike Marino, he couldn't come on again because he's playing at the Count Basie Theater. And I did give him a shout-out. What a great, great comedian. Oh, my friend Calvin Schwartz, I was going to call him. Let me call Calvin. Wait a minute. Where's his number? Do I have it written down? And I don't know it by heart. Why don't I have... Yeah, I just got it. Well, I learned a good lesson tonight. I have to have a written list because I can't go out of my show. I depend so much, like most people, on my contacts. I can't go into my contacts when I'm using my iPhone to do my radio show because my show will drop. So I can't even call Calvin and say, hey, Calvin, do you have a few minutes? But he's probably doing a Zoom. And you know, so Calvin, you know, what can I say? Well, I learned a really valuable lesson. I'm going to take my contacts and I'm going to print out a list. I'm going to have to just print it out and have all these telephone numbers. And I'm just going to be calling all these people from my now I wish I had, maybe I'll go get one. Now I wish I had my speakerphone, my answer machine, because I got rid of it. I actually donated it. And I donated it and another phone that I had in my bedroom because I didn't want a phone in my bedroom anymore. And so I said, I don't need an answering machine. People just, they don't, who uses a landline even anymore? Well, I have to, obviously. And I like it, too, because you have a battery in it. And even in storms, sometimes there's a really bad storm and you still have a dial tone. So I have children, you know, they're adults now, but my youngest is in Portland forever now since she's 17. And my oldest is she's going to be calling me at 7, hopefully. Haven't talked to her in a few days. She's in Miami, and she's not in Miami. She's in Tampa. My two brothers are in Florida, too. So I always forget. I've got a big family. Anyway, it is what it is. But I'm going to make a printout of all of my not-for-profit telephone numbers next to their names and all of my contacts, which I'm in 150 groups, you know, on Facebook, and I promote on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter, and my story, and I really, and on 22 Bruce Springsteen groups mostly, I was promoting on, and whether it had to do with music or not, and I really appreciated that. I was doing it for almost 4 years, but now that with this new format, I have, will probably not be doing that anymore. Put it on one site, my friend Marianne Shive, who has Read Between the Lines, Bruce Springsteen. And it's an awesome group. Her husband was a photographer and did photos of Bruce years and years and years ago before Danny Clinch and Frank Stefanko, who have both been on my show. And they're super busy guys. But I want to eventually have them come back on again, too, because they'll never retire. You know, they're always going to be working in the business in one way or the other. So that's what I've learned tonight. So it is true. You learn something new every night. And I even prayed before the show, and I did. But that doesn't guarantee, if you pray for something, that doesn't guarantee that everything's going to run smoothly. That guarantees that, you know, I am not alone in this. And you guys, if you're listening, that's awesome. And all of my shows are archived for my listeners' pleasure and convenience. If you would like to come on my show, just send me a private message to my Nancy Ryan Facebook page, and I will get you on the show. For you to do is just send me a text, give me your cell phone number, and I will let you know. I'm going to have you on the show. So I would just say, okay, I'll have you on in July. So, like, keep your phone on. Make sure it's on. And I'll give you a reminder the day before the show via text. And then I'll call you off of my landline if you forget. Because let's face it, people are busy today. And these people are also, I'll say one more thing. I want to end my show on this note, which is really an important. And they're telling me I have 60 seconds left, but they never cut me off. I love Blog Talk Radio. I always give them a huge shout-out. I've been with Blog Talk Radio for 8.5 years now. And they're super. They're super. I had, you know, I did 4 shows with them, and then I was with Hamilton Radio. And then right away I had, you know, my account was still there when I went back. And I was right on the radio again, right away with Blog Talk Radio. I really, they're awesome. They've never let me down. I've never lost a show. They get right on it. It's in 5 minutes. The show is up. They edit the audio. That's all they edit. All my shows are GP rated, and they can count on me not to curse and my guests to do the same. But I have 10 seconds left, but they won't cut me off. But this is on my heart, heavy on my heart. So what I'm going to ask, you know, whatever you're doing, I just want to ask everyone to please pray or meditate or whatever you do. Send out vibrations, good vibrations, whatever it is that you believe in. Just send some loving feelings, kindness, concern for all of the people in Ukraine and all of the people before them that have suffered in Syria, in Israel, in Iran, all everywhere, going all the way back to the very first war ever. You know, I mean, we've been warring. We're warring people, I suppose. I don't know why we've been given everything that we could possibly want on this beautiful world, earth of ours. My other concern, that's the first concern of mine. The second concern of mine, being on the planet for quite a while now, is our the ecology system. I am definitely an environmentalist. I belong to the Sierra Club. I was very active when I lived in California. I was in California for 28 years. I've become a member again. I really, really, we need to stop destroying our planet. I'm going to say about that. Stop, please. And I'm just begging you, please. I see people every day. Well, there I go. I'll go off on a tangent, and I don't want to. It's the end of my show now. And it was a very upbeat and positive show. But these are serious issues of today that we're dealing with, and we've been dealing with them, and it's all over the world that it's happening. So, and the third most important thing to me, and even before, well, not before the earth, because if we don't have an earth, we don't have our animals. It's animals, because I'm an animal activist. Please be kind to animals. And when you're looking for a new pet, and when you can afford to do it, we have so many pets, not only in this country, but in other countries, in the war countries, that the animals are suffering and dying. Please help. Help either with your, like when if you're a churchgoer, like I used to be and like I hope to be again really soon, that I am on and off depending on my health and how I feel, whether it's tithing, whether it's giving, you know, supporting, which I do so many different not-for-profits, I support, even if it's $5, it helps. If it's your time, dedicate, you know, give an hour of your time a week to a not-for-profit or your talents, give them, whatever it is. Just I could just say give, 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 because I can just only remember what my grandmother and what I was taught growing up is, you know, give, because whatever you give will come back tenfold. It's guaranteed. That in that I really believe, because it has been true in my life, my entire life. So with that, I'm going to end my show. It was good for about 10 minutes, and then it was Rocky Road and not the ice cream. However, have some Rocky Road tonight. Enjoy. Enjoy the beautiful summer months. And be kind. Stop blowing your horns at people when the light turns, like the first second it's green, they're beeping. Just be kind to one another, because, you know, we're living in some tough times, and we got to support each other. Thank you for the people that I did talk to tonight. I really appreciate your time, your talents, and your friendship, most of all. Okay, good night, everybody. Signing off. This is Nancy. Ryan Rock's Idle Chat Time. Good night, everybody. And, of course, it is Ryan Rock's at Asbury Park style. I have to say that. Because otherwise, who knows if my show will be promoted. Okay. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a great evening. Have a great weekend. It's almost the weekend. And God bless.